It's not even hot. No. It is falling apart, though.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah?
Because it's where it belongs, Tim.
Yeah.
The best part about this bit is that I had it all ready and then didn't have it ready.
Yeah, oh, I know.
Yeah,
I was looking at your screen, like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
like,
I was tweeting out. And then I just lost track of it all.
Sweet.
But the thing about it, Tim, is that you can't be perfect always. That's not what a champion is about.
It's about the mistakes.
It's about the mistakes.
It's about getting back on the horse.
It's about overcoming that. It's about, it's not, to quote myself, it's not how hard you can get hit. Uh-huh. It's how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it is. Rocky V, Nick Scarpino.
Oh, man. Oh man, we're going extended. We're going extended.
Fuck yeah, we're getting nasty with this shit. I didn't get to do this bit because we lost the episode on Wednesday, so I just wanted to make it extra fun for you today.
I enjoyed it. It's a good bit.
Is it haircut day?
It's not haircut day. It's I didn't know I was on morning show until the morning day when I was like, you know what? I wasn't planning on being on camera today, so it's homeless Tim day. Welcome, everybody. I'm Tim Geddes.
What's up, everyone? I'm Nick Scarpino. Welcome to the morning show.
Do I need to say that I got robbed of the title?
No, I think you lost it fair and square, I think.
I think that you and Greg literally ganged up on me to eliminate me.
Cool Greg. Let me ask you a question. What is our, what is the theme? What is the saying we say back and forth to each other all the time?
Gang shit.
Gang shit, son.
Damn it.
And you got a whole lot of gang shit.
It's a solid point. That is a solid point.
Look, there's nothing wrong with, like, you watch The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
Don't they make alliances during The Bachelor to fuck the dude? Isn't that what they do?
That's no.
Am I thinking Survivor?
Yeah.
Which one is the one where the pretty people get naked? Which one is the one where the pretty people get naked and fuck each other on an island?
That's the one you like, Temptation Island, or whatever.
Hot, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be giving some details on prom very, very shortly. Before we get to that, let me do some housekeeping things.
Oh, Dirtbag Tim. That's right.
Dirtbag Tim.
That's what it was.
Oh,
not
yeah,
homeless.
It's disgusting. Tim. You are homeless. You do look like homeless Tim.
I know.
Which
there's
is
a lot going on. Nick, I'm telling you this right now.
Yeah.
I think, time permitting, we got the Let's Play Spring Break next week.
Why are you making that noise?
We do, because I like to make noise like a bong.
I don't like that one.
I want to finally do what you want me to do.
Stop.
And go to your guy.
Mohawk? Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
I just want you to Mohawk.
I want to go to your,
Tim,
your to the barber.
Okay. Tim, have you thought about Mohawk? The way Nick said it made me really think.
It does sound
I don't know, man.
My brother had a Mohawk once.
I think you can pull it off.
Here's the deal. My guy hurt his hands.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm not kidding you. He burned his hands and has been out for a week. I had to go to
some Doctor Strange shit.
Now, I'm happy to send you to the other person I went to. She did a great job.
All right.
We'll figure it out.
Okay.
And can I go with you, though?
Yes, you can.
We'll go together. That way I'll be like, here's what you need to do.
Are you getting your haircut too?
No, my shit looks dope.
Yeah, your shit looks dope.
Now my shit. Oh, what's this thing? Oh, yes, Mr. Giraffe. Get all the marmalade. We'll go together. Just pick a day.
Okay,
and we'll go to my guy. We'll figure it out.
Cool.
Of course, today's episode of the Kind of Funny Morning Show is brought to you, as always, by our store. You guys can go there, check out the new cool t-shirts we got. I love all these shirts, by the way. The top two rows, look at the top two rows we're doing here. Hotness.
Ooh, hot.
I wear that sweatshirt. I'm wearing through the sweatshirt at this point.
The LaCroix shirt sold out.
I have one. I'm glad I got one.
Yeah.
Unlike
you MeUndies. Gotta ask fast.
Unlike our other sponsors today, MeUndies, who never give me anything because Tim steals them all. But yeah, I'm sure we will. Well, is that done? Is that shirt done now?
It's done.
Oh.
When you're done, you're done.
Sold out, ladies and gentlemen. You got to jump on
the
LaCroix
tweeted
things.
About me today. They called me the man.
You are the man, my friend.
Thank you, Nick.
You are my man.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
It does make sense.
Let me see what else. It's 11:05. Do we have the tweet? Do we have
the tweet?
The tweet heard around the world. Or is that not available?
We'll have to figure that out.
Can we go to kind of...
Now the Rocky song is stuck in my head.
Bah, bah, bah. See, the thing is, a lot of people know the Rocky song. A lot of people don't know that the Rocky song gets nasty.
I didn't know. I didn't know about
it's
that part.
It's a fucking nasty guitar solo.
Black guitar.
Just like the 93 Spider-Man series. It's so good. Probably the same dude.
It's not there yet.
If
it's not there yet, can you download the image that Andy sent and save
soon.
It and
I said wait. Let's just wait.
You want to wait?
Let's wait.
You want to wait? Well, we can move on. We got plenty of things to talk about today.
You got an H to wait?
Wait.
Wait.
Just like Jag Huar. All right. This is a live show, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You guys are in the chat. Thank you guys so much. We'll be talking to you guys in a little bit. If you guys are chat subscribers, guess what? You get a little extra time with us because you've given us a little, and we want to give you a little back. That's how it goes. Quid pro quo. You're the best of the best. Everyone else can die like the rest. Hackers.
Hackers.
Great movie. If you're watching this on YouTube and you don't get notifications, please ring that bell. Hit that little bell to get notified every time the morning show goes live. And yes, I do know I'm walking right into a joke this week because the morning show has not gone live some of the days. But thank you for bringing up my pain.
Fuck on,
a-holes.
It was just one day.
I know. I still feel bad, though. Because the thing is this. I want to be a part of your... I want to be an intimate part of your life.
Every day.
I want you to get addicted to this show. Mm-hmm. I want you to look forward to the show every year, every day.
Every year.
Every year. I want to bring you happiness on a daily basis. And when I fail to do that, a part of me dies and angels lose their wings.
Yeah. Don't. And no Tim one likes a wingless angel.
Do you want Tim to have sex?
This is my fuck hair.
This is as good as fuck on hair. That's what it is. Then there's another thing on my document here that says UK community meetup. Kevin, do we have that tweet that we can pull up? It's in the document. I don't know anything about this.
Is it in the document?
No. To the right. It's the next tab.
Derecho.
What?
The next tab over.
Callum Morin, the Twitch.
What?
Click on the next tab.
Oh, got it. Over. Sorry. I'm sorry. I was looking at the document. I was like, it only has one tab. There it is.
Can we have tabs? All right, we'll get into that later. Can't. This is from Twitter. Callum Morin, apparently, who was a British person, says, like at PlayStation UK, like at Kinda Funny Bits. Well, now it's gone. Want to be classic as fuck and watch the European premiere PS in concert in a box? Look no further. There's a bit.ly link there, apparently, that they're doing a meetup. That sounds really fun. I wish I lived in London. But I
wish I could go. I love this shit. PlayStation so concert? Just do it here. Do it in America.
This is going to be a great show.
Neo J2's gone.
If you want to tip us, you can tip us at the $5 or above level, and we will read those tips. And I have a feeling that we're going to say a few crazy things on this that are going to want people to tip us. So
definitely.
Queue those up. We'll also read 500 bits or more. If that's how that works, I'm probably saying it wrong. It's been 6 months since they introduced bits. I don't care. I don't like to learn new shit. I'm a late adopter of shit. Let me know. Are you checking out the
I'm checking
stuff?
On the thing, yes.
Let's pull up this first story. This is unfortunately a somber story. But I definitely wanted to get this in first and pay our respects. This comes from Fox News. New York City firefighter dies battling blaze on the set of Bruce Willis and Ed Norton's film Motherless Brooklyn. This is a terrible story.
That's very sad.
Yeah, unfortunately, one of New York City firefighters has died, and two have been seriously injured battling a blaze that broke out last Thursday on the film set in Upper Manhattan, authorities said. The deceased firefighter was Michael Davidson, 37, the 15-year-old department veteran who had recently been cited for bravery 4 times, leaves behind his wife and 4 daughters.
Damn.
The fire reportedly began at 11 p.m. in the basement of a 5-story building where the crew were shooting Motherless Brooklyn. They were shooting in the bottom of the basement. I guess they had rebuilt the bar down there as a set. There's no details yet on what caused the fire, but... This is the encounter. Quote, they encountered heavy fire and they did the best they could, Fire Commissioner Daniel Nagero said Friday. The fire continued to advance. Units were forced to back out of the building. Somehow, while backing out of the building, firefighter Davidson was separated from the rest of the unit. The search ensued. Members tried desperately to find the firefighter, and when they did, he was unconscious.
Damn.
Fortunately, he died a little later that night in the hospital. So our thoughts and prayers are with the family out there. It sucks. This is a terrible story, and you never want to see this happen. And hopefully we can get some details on why this happened and learn from that so that it doesn't happen again.
That sucks.
Safety is important on sets, and hopefully it wasn't their fault, but we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. In lighter news.
Just so you know, Nick.
Yes. Let's skip this one because it's being stupid.
This thing's being dumb. I've done everything. And it just keeps this pop-up.
All right, whatever. We skip it then.
I was eating at a restaurant a couple of nights ago, Nick.
Yeah.
And on the TV, every time there was a commercial break, there was a commercial for Cobra Kai. Every single
Dude,
commercial
people,
break.
You got to just get on it, man.
And
you
I mean, have you,
be good.
Have you been keeping up with this?
No, not at all.
The scene ends with like some kid wiping down a window. And he's like, to the bad guy, he's like, hey, is there a way I should be doing this? And the other guy goes, I don't give a shit. And then I'm like, damn, that's pretty
that's
funny.
That's awesome. It's one of the things that I want in life is for the Karate Kid to come back, Tim. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you what I want.
What you
what I really,
really, really want.
This news comes over from Variety. Spicegirls.com. Let's read this story first, Kevin, then we'll give the details.
What a segue. What a Spice segue. Girls.
I know, I didn't want to waste a segue.
I know. You
it's a terrible story. This no, is fucking great. Stupid and nobody cares about this. But I literally just put this on the document so that I could wear the belt and say, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. The new Spice Girls next, Spice Girls next project, an animated superhero movie.
Exclusive.
This comes from Variety. Spice Girl Power, activate. Was that what they said?
Yeah, you ever see?
Is that what they said?
What did they say?
Okay. Spice World. Hold on to your knickers, girls.
I don't remember. I think I blocked Spice World out of my brain. The only part of that movie I remember is that at some point Roger Moore showed up.
True.
Variety has learned that an animated film project starring the Spice Girls is being shopped to potential production partners. According to a source, all five of the group have signed off on their likenesses being used for a superhero-themed movie working off of the, quote, girl power message. Each character will be voiced by a Spice character, and they go on to talk about that. Not much.
They each have their own Spice power, girl power.
Great.
Yeah, dude.
I love this.
Don't be hating.
I'm not fucking hating, dude. I was the number one supporter of Powerpuff Girls back in the day.
Were you?
No.
I never watched a single episode. Totally irrelevant.
Never watched a single episode.
So the breaking news is here, Nick.
Sorry, hold on. We're getting a message from our producer. Producer Kevin says breaking news is here.
Twitter.com/kindoffunnyvids popping off with the hotness. Boom. Kind of Funny Prom. Tickets going on sale next Tuesday at 11 a.m.
I don't like that you can't.
That's right.
Can clear this out.
It's a 90s thing. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Sometimes I wish that this was a live show in the fullest, like where people were actually here watching it live, because some of the shit that doesn't get picked up on camera and is just priceless.
That was one of those moments.
What happened?
Nothing.
Just everything. Just the trial of errors. So yeah, this is the info. Kindoffunny.com/tickets on. Next Tuesday at 11 a.m.
No.
Only 100 VIP tickets available. So that's the thing. I imagine those are going to sell quick. So if you want VIP tickets, I'd be there next Tuesday at 11 a.m.
It hurts a little bit.
Champ.
Yeah.
Being cool, Greg, where they're talking, yeah, you're just wearing it wrong.
No, it's because it's like so heavy, but, you know, and I did legs yesterday. So
then your arm should be fine. If you did legs yesterday, your arm should
well,
be
I do
able
full
to
body. I do full body legs.
Full body legs.
Yeah. Full body legs.
That's what I do. Okay. Maybe I'm doing them wrong.
I love it when you get cool, Greg.
He's hard, man.
He's hard
to get.
He's real hard.
He's really hard to get. Get your tickets Tuesday. Of course, only 100 VIP tickets. That's why we're making such a big deal out of it. Those are going to sell out fast.
Yeah, non-VIP tickets, I don't think they're going to sell out fast. But to incentivize you, there's early bird tickets that you, if you buy the ticket up until May 1st, you will get a discount on the tickets. So.
Now, after that... The tickets go to $2,000 a ticket.
$2,000 a
ticket. So it's probably best to get the tickets now.
Yeah.
Or it's going to be very costly later. It's still cheaper than going to Disneyland, though.
Yeah, that is a fact.
So there's that.
That is a fact.
Tim.
Yes.
You had a story you wanted to talk to me about. Do you want to do that now? Or you?
I want to do it right now, Nick, because I'm telling you, like, there's rare times in life where there's a news story so good that I want to hide it from
you
Nick.
You hit it from me.
Before
you hit
I bring it up to him. Okay. I was walking to work today, and my brother brings this up to me, and I was like, that sounds like a lie. That sounds like that cannot fucking possibly be true. But, Nick, it's fucking true. Kev, please bring it up. Yesterday, Complex.com. Post is Wendy's about to drop the hottest mixtape of 2018. Scroll down, please. They just put out this album cover, very, very reminiscent of Notorious B.I.G.'s album, Ready to Die.
Okay.
All right. With a date. The mixtape name, We Beefin'.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Question mark.
Question mark. Is it not sure? If you're not familiar, Nick.
I'm not.
Wendy's been talking a lot of shit on Twitter.
Okay.
You know, they're one of those, they're like a fun brand, right? They're always going after fools, and it's all great. But they just post this, so it got the hip-hop community, Cool Greg's part of that, ablaze. They're like, what is this? What could possibly be happening on this March 23rd, 2018? Next story, Kev. It happened. The mixtape was fucking dropped.
Okay.
Wendy herself rapping five fire-ass songs of Wendy's talking shit to McDonald's.
Who is the person? Who is actual Wendy?
We don't know who the MC is right now, but she's going by Wendy.
Oh, my God. Can you? She's going to blow the fuck up.
Go back to the last story. Mm-hmm. Scroll down. I would like to listen to Rest in Greece.
Do you think we're going to get
Do you think that this any is going to be
I think we'll be fine.
Okay. Can we turn this up a little
bit? I'm not hearing anything.
It should be on 50.
What?
The TV's up on 50.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought it was part of the song, but I think someone's just mowing a lawn.
That was a lawnmower. Yeah.
So I don't know what's happening there.
Yeah, I don't know why it's not playing.
Do you want to go
to sad.
Give me 1 second. Give me
YouTube?
No, it might be there. I think I see the problem.
Kevin's okay. working on the problem.
We have identified the problem, ladies and gentlemen. While you're doing that, Kev, what are people saying?
Dude, this is five songs. Yeah. It's literally just Wendy talking shit to other fast food places.
I love it. I fucking love this.
It's like, you think you're number one? You're a joke. Why, how come every time I go there, your ice cream machine's broke? I'm like, damn, Wendy.
This is a brilliant marketing
idea. It's fucking brilliant.
And I love that they're letting them do this. What's up? Pull that fucking up right now. Put it in a microphone. Let's do it.
Yeah, give it to me.
Yeah, put it right in the mic.
I just want that resting grease.
Listening to it on Tidal.
Oh, God.
Quick promo. Or you probably listen to it on Spotify also.
You can do that. Oh, I don't want the whole song, though. Oh. But I wanted it. Check my feet and your eyes swelling. How you love that? These straight facts trying to take the sweat, but we don't want it back. I'm a boss chick and they hate with that. But we tried your food with a flavor at. You number one, that's a joke. Why your ice cream machine always broke? Why your drive through always slow? Why your innovation just can't grow? It's queen when you need to say no.
This
one thing you gotta listen to. That baconator go crazy. That spicy chicken go crazy. You can take a fry, dip it in a sauce, and still be so tasty. I love it so much.
Here's what I love about that.
That baconator to go crazy.
Let me ask you this question. Who do you think is the MC on this? Who do you think is the person who's rapping? Do you think it's Catch Me Outside Girl?
No.
She does have red hair and light skin. She looks like the Wendy's girl.
She does look like a fucking ghetto ass Wendy's girl.
If you really wanted to force it.
Like, are we going
to
go with that?
Catch Me Outside Girl.
Oh, she's God. What do you think the chances of 10 years from now, when she's a bit older and more mature and legal, Cool Greg marrying the Catch Me Outside Girl?
I'm not going to say it's impossible.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it's impossible.
It's not impossible.
There's definitely a chance. Not.
That shit's nasty. Are we slapping into that at lunch today?
Hell yeah.
Hello? God? God, are you asking us a question? What was that? It's kind of, it sounds like a very pleasant rat, like, electrocutor. Where, like, a rat, like, when it hit a button, it's like, just, what the hell?
So, for whatever reason, we are having some technical issues with the audio setup.
Okay.
It is not sending out to that TV like it normally does.
Okay.
And it is sending out to the bottom TV, and for another unknown reason, it's all staticky and jumbly.
Shit happens,
right,
man.
We'll figure that out. We don't have any more clips or anything today.
But
so
if you have Spotify, if you have Tidal, whatever, go listen.
So just for context, we have Twitter fingers holding it down, rest in grease, clowning. Is that clowning? I can't read that.
Clowning.
And then four for $4. Fucking touche, Wendy's. Touche.
Twitter figures, man.
That's... Dude, 444. Need Jay on it.
4 for $4, there you
and
go.
We listen to it. Is Jay on it? We don't know.
Imagine if Jay-Z.
I'm pretty sure Wendy's doesn't have enough money to pay Jay-Z for anything, but.
Oh, man.
Wait.
Okay. God, I love this
show.
Though, right?
This show is so stupid. No matter how much I try to make it professional, it's just, why am I fighting it? You know, Tim, sometimes you swim against the current, and sometimes
hey,
you gotta just
again.
Go with
you
it.
You just gotta fucking go.
You just gotta go with
gotta
it.
Go!
Kevin, it looks like we've solved the problem, but unfortunately, we're gonna move on.
I don't think we did anything.
I think we
Seems
solved
Seems like I did a lot.
I think it was Cool Greg.
I think
actually.
Cool Greg solved the problem. Good job, Cool Greg.
I'll give Cool Greg credit.
Let's bring up this next news story, because this is something I want to do a little bit of a deeper dive topic.
Let's dive
into.
Deep, Nick. I'm down.
This story comes from IGN.com, which I assume is a Spanish website. This is from Alex Gilyadov. Doesn't sound like a Spanish name, but you know, people immigrate. Steven Spielberg doesn't think original movies from streaming platforms, including Netflix and Hulu, should be eligible to get nominated and potentially win Oscars. In an interview with ITV News via Screen Crush, the filmmaker spoke about streaming giants like Netflix making their own films now and had the effect and how that affects the movie industry. Quote, but in fact, once you commit to a television format, you're a TV movie, Spielberg said, speaking about movies from streaming services. You certainly, if it's a good show, deserve an Emmy, but not an Oscar. I don't believe the films that are just given token qualifications in a couple theaters for less than a week should qualify for the Academy Awards. He goes on to say...
It's a cool opinion, Stephen. Cool opinion.
He goes on to say, a lot of studios today would rather just make branded, tentpole, guaranteed box office hit for their inventory and branded success movies than take smaller chances on... And then take chances on smaller films, Spielberg said. Those smaller films that studios use to make routinely are now going to Amazon, Hulu, and Netflix. Television is really thriving with quality art, but it poses a clear and present danger to filmgoers. I just spit. For some reason, I spit all over my keyboard. Just all over it. It is saturated with my saliva.
Jesus.
Now, sorry to deter the story. This is fascinating.
Yeah.
Because
you know the most fascinating thing is I wonder if Taco Bell's going to respond.
Oh, they probably might. Mm. They might.
Mm. I hope they do.
I hope they do, and I hope they get Jay-Z. Because Taco Bell actually has that money.
Holy shit!
Taco Bell actually has enough money to get Jay-Z and Queen B to fucking get out and slap. Or, fuck that, get someone legit.
Dude, they can get Snoop, I'm sure.
Can they get Nicki? Can they get Nicki Minaj?
Huh?
It sounds like a real response to McDonald's. Like,
oh yeah, they're talking
to the crossfires, but McDonald's is the one to get.
Well, Wendy, here's the deal. It's clearly a relationship between Wendy's and McDonald's. That's the East Coast-West Coast rivalry of today. They would be, and mark my words, Wendy's, if you're watching this, do not fuck with T-Bell. You will get owned, son. They will fucking murk your ass. Do you understand me? So don't bring them into the equation. Don't start a fight with someone bigger and better. You know you're going to lose. There's no fucking merit in that.
Okay? No merit at all.
Taco Bell got some pretty important friends. They got that. Best friend list for a little while.
Taco Bell doesn't fuck around.
They don't fuck around.
Now, I fuck around. Do you fuck around?
All the time.
Cool Greg doesn't fuck around.
Not at all.
Taco Bell definitely doesn't fuck around. Mm-mm. Bringing it back around, Spielberg doesn't fuck around either.
He doesn't either, but he is talking a lot of shit. I don't know. This is one of those things where I feel like this is only a headline because people are trying to make it out to be more than it is.
No, I mean, it's an interesting argument. I had not heard that before, but it poses an interesting question. Yes, because...
What's interesting about it?
What is the... Because in the Emmys...
Mm-hmm.
They do have a category for best TV movie.
Mm-hmm.
So how is that different than Amazon or Hulu or Netflix?
I mean, what's the fucking difference?
It's like, not on.
That's what he
said.
It's
not on TV though.
Like, it is on TV. You don't see it in the theaters. This is the nuance of the argument.
You
right?
see it on a TV.
What necessitates
it's like
TV?
You
though?
Pay for it. You know what I mean?
Yes, but you also pay for HBO movies that aren't eligible for the Academy
so,
Awards.
So real quick, so Annihilation would qualify because it actually went to the movie theaters.
Had a theatrical run in the movie theaters, mm-hmm, yes. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. I think I don't know what the actual rules are, but I know that a movie has to have run on a particular number of screens for a particular number of time to be nominated or to be eligible to be nominated for an Academy Award.
Interesting.
They tried to do it with The Room. Most famously, remember, like at the end of The Room, it was like he tried to get it in theaters for like 2 weeks just so it could be eligible for an Academy Award.
Well, that's what Steven's saying here. Is like that's what Netflix and Amazon are doing is they just put it in those limited runs to make them qualify.
Right, and he's saying that's bullshit.
Which fuck that. It's totally not bullshit.
That's the rules.
Yeah,
it is the rules. Play by those rules. The spirit of what he's saying, I somewhat agree with.
The spirit of what he's saying is I don't like people encroaching on my chance to win things.
No, what he's saying is if we continue to support the streaming services and give them Academy Awards and bolster them, eventually they're going to put movie theaters out of business. That, in my opinion, is the spirit of what he's saying.
Then step your shit up, movie theaters.
It's sad, but it's true. I appreciate him saying that. I can see his perspective. I disagree with it, though, because I think that you're fighting a losing battle on this
totally.
One. And I do honestly think that Netflix and Hulu and Amazon have made some absolutely amazing films that are absolutely worthy of being nominated. And let's be honest. You want to touch me? Want to get in here?
No, stop.
You want a fucking shot at the champ?
Will Delphi says, that's just dumb. Movies are movies. The spirit of what he's saying is that he's old and doesn't like change.
That's
facts on facts.
That's honestly kind of where it goes. Like, but you have to appreciate that and you have to respect Spielberg. It's very similar to when Christopher Nolan would be like, we have to keep shooting on film, we have to keep shooting on film. We're letting this tradition and this beautiful thing of actually, you know, acquiring images on celluloid, we're letting that die. And everyone's like, yeah, we really appreciate you, but then at the end of the day, it boils down to economics and you got to go where the money is.
Yeah.
So art is, you know, the problem with movies is that it's not the movie art form, it's the movie business. Mm. And at the end of the day, you do have to make a return for your investors and you do have to make quality products that make money. Those are the two sides that allow this thing to keep going. So it does suck, but I do disagree with Steven Spielberg on this one. And I also disagree with the fact that just because someone is, I mean, but it's weird though, right? Because there's all of the sort of artificial things that we place on these this content mm-hmm. to make it a movie versus television, those are all starting to get blurred.
I mean, they're blurred.
Like when you have
Annihilation came out and it's streaming already.
But when you not here, but when you have
in some places
exactly. But when
so
you have
there's even more levels of like.
But case in point, when you have a BBC show mm-hmm. that has three episodes, they're 2 hours a piece, and they run like a movie. How do you? That's where the lines are getting murky. Mm-hmm. And so I appreciate that Steven Spielberg is trying to define them a little bit more and say, hey, let's pull back the reins a little bit. And we're moving very, very fast, but yeah. I just think it's one of those things that the
Get Out should have won Best Comedy. I'm gonna say it.
Martian did. God bless him. God,
they did it right.
Frickin'
they did it right.
Greg, what are your thoughts on this?
On what now?
What's happening?
This is you know, Mike.
Hey, Mike, what's happening?
Smith Brewery.
What's up, Mike? Bacon? How you doing?
Come on, Napsmith Brewery. We talk about it all the time. Come on. Right. So now, Mike, I sent you.
Hello, folks.
Yeah, this is Mike here, buddy. You know,
everyone, Mike, everyone.
Mike, we got new beer, Kevin.
Yay.
Beers on tap.
Brand new IPA.
Some morning beers?
Only, huh?
We're going to get some morning beers?
Yeah, some morning beer, sure.
Yeah.
New IPA. It's only in one other place. Okay.
So it's you could consider it kind of
exclusive.
Kind of funny exclusive. There it is. Exclusive.
Kind of funny. Now, world premiere. Console Mike. Exclusive.
Tim, shut up.
Fuck you.
Guys, be friends.
Move
today
the couch.
Patreon.com/kindoffunny. Mm-hmm. A new episode of the Game Over Greggy show went up. Mm-hmm. And of course, I don't want to spoil it for people who don't want to go spend the dollar. No, it's more than that now. I'm thinking about watching it live. No, you don't want to spend the $5 or $10. I don't want to spoil it for you. But on it, we start the first annual Kinda Funny Search for Tournament of Kinda Funny Ultimate Best Friend.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Where we're pitting
sounds
all
like
our
a fucking Square Enix versus Capcom
we're
game.
All of our friends together. I've emailed you to tell you Napa Smith Brewery made the cut. I will not show them the full tournament. Mm-hmm. But I will show you, you are here, competing in the brand category.
Some tough competition, I'll be honest.
You are a number 7 seed.
I don't think they can hear you anymore, Greg.
You are up against, they can hear me just fine. All right, don't worry, champ. They got it. I got it. Sorry, don't worry. They got it. I'm sorry.
Be no, a little just, louder,
it,
Greg.
It just gets everywhere. Like, it just, maybe if you took off the belt, like this.
I'm concussed. I can't compete for another 6 months. I'm concussed.
You are the number 7
CTE.
Seed. Competing against this number 2 seed, we will not name.
Sorry, who are you?
Like my chance.
Who are you guys?
Okay, 32 team.
I've lost my memory. I can't compete. What am I doing here?
Your name's Nick.
Yeah,
you're my assistant.
I must be the champ. I must be the champ if I have this nice shiny belt on.
In person, by the way.
Don't get.
You know, don't you know? Stay in your lane, sir. Stay in your lane. You're not. You're never gonna get this belt. All right, real talk.
Real.
You brought this
talk.
Next thing to my attention. Greg, do you want to talk about the Spielberg thing,
or
do you want?
Okay. Real thing, this thing.
Yeah, we. Oh no,
we're going to talk about it yet.
All right, now I want to talk about this.
Good. Kevin, pull this up. Real talk now. I can't dodge this anymore.
You can't dodge the.
This
bullet,
comes
Nick.
From agen.com. US Movie Pass drops monthly price to under $7 for limited time. It's not going to get any cheaper than that. For me.
No,
I've got to get movie.
Get movie pass now.
We have
who knows
to strategize.
How
many?
They dropped it down to what? 8, Kevin?
8. Yep.
For
eight.
Black Friday, and that was a good time to jump on.
Great time.
I got on just from the $10 a month, and I still think it's totally fucking.
Now
worth
let me
it.
Let me. Can I please confer with my lawyer, my legal team?
Please do. Done that.
I feel like it. I love it. The gate is cutting them off a little, so it's clipping in and out. Draft house, has that
been confirmed or not? Yes, I think it does.
It
does. Excuse me, I'm conferring with someone.
Excuse me, this is
I'm giving you the facts, guys.
Here's the
facts of life.
Your hair looks good today.
No, it doesn't.
He's lying.
I think we got to do it.
Here's the thing, guys. Here's the
Kevin Nicola from kindoffunny.com.
I think you guys do it, and we do a day, like on Fridays, we kind of schedule, like, let's go to the movies together. But whoever wants to go,
that might de-incentivize.
If we have the free time to do it, shouldn't we be playing video games? Because they're better.
Take our Switch in there and we play some games too.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
Yep.
Good point.
I think, Greg, you go to the movies more than you think you do.
Mm-hmm.
I think you go to at least 3 movies a month.
No.
Greg.
No way.
Greg, at this price, if you go to half a movie a month, it's paid for itself. You could go to a movie midway through, be like, I'm done. I don't want this. And you've paid, that's how much you pay.
I do like that luxury because you guys do know that I like to be high and mighty every once in a while and pretend like I'm the authority on everything.
Mm-hmm.
I like to get high
five
things.
Yeah. You wanna know what they are? Departed. Okay. Blade Runner. Jesus. We leave this empty. We're not leaving it empty anymore. You know what the middle spot is for now? Who's the champ? I'm the champ. Keeper of this. Okay.
Keeper of the belt.
This is for Jesus. And four, should we get movie pass? And do I leave movies if I want to leave movies? That's what five is.
Middle all one jokes again. Aside,
this one right here, this one goes out to all the people who try to compete against me. It's just the middle one. It just stays up. I'm the champ.
Wait, it's the third one, right?
It's the third one. Champ. Yeah, middle one. For all the guys that think they can fucking come after me. Unfortunately, I can't compete for the next 6 months, CTE. I have dramatic brain damage.
Yeah.
You guys should get this. But back 6 months ago, Joey and Kevin were trying to get me to do it, and I was just like, I'm going to look at the facts here. Me and Gia do not go to enough movies that aren't night one. We need to pay, like, pre-order the tickets anyway, superhero, like, big budget stuff, right? So I'm like, there's no point. But then I started thinking about it. I'm like, well, usually at least one of us will go to a movie. Or there'll be a time we're at a dinner. It's like, oh, what should we do after this? And it's like, we at least pull at Fandango. But then we never actually go. It's like, it's not worth it. But when you have this card, this magic card in your wallet, you're like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to give Game Night a shot. And then it's fantastic, no matter what Nick says. And it's just like, I found that there was 1 month where I'm like, I'm not even going to watch a movie. It's not even worth it. Even if I didn't, I ended up going to two that month, it would have been fine because the month before I watched multiple movies, and for $10, you're good.
The thing is this.
$7.
There is no doubt that this is a great deal. There's no doubt it's a great deal. I just don't.
Now who the fuck's here?
I worry that I'm gonna spend $6 and then do the thing I always do when I sign up for a membership of something and I just don't use it ever.
This is my thing, I still have my WWE Network subscription and I don't use that
news. Dude, that's what I'm saying. Here's the thing. Are you subscribed to Hulu? If you're subscribed, good. Like, Hulu's, like, pretty worthless. Switch out
Hulu
something
is
for this.
Worthless.
Switch out WWE Network for this.
That's a good point. Because I want to get UFC Fight Pass, but I haven't gotten that yet either. So maybe I can just get this instead.
What are they hiding from us?
Andy Cortez!
What's really going on here?
Yeah.
Like, what's the... We gotta figure this out, dude. There's something going on there.
Yeah.
No. You should talk to Sean Finnegan. He's like fucking scared out of his mind
first
about
off,
getting this.
There was a shooter on the grassy knoll and a shooter in the building. So how did his head move back that way?
Tower 7, you know, Tower 11.
Andy, can you stay there for a second?
I'll do it.
Yeah.
No, Andy.
You just stay still.
Don't fight it. There it is.
Oh.
Tim, can you
Tim, let me see if you're
Oh, shit! Oh, my God! Tim looks just like him, too!
Tim, you are Jon Snow.
Holy shit, look at that!
Tim might look more like Jon Snow than Andy.
No, but well, we got it wrong. I look like Jon Snow from the nose up.
Yeah.
Now, I'm calling a new bit that we're doing next week. I'm writing a script for a back and forth between Christopher Walken and Jon Snow. And Robert De Niro might also be in there. Kevin... Can we prep images so that we can have that back and forth?
We prep one image. How many times I have to tell you this?
We prep one image.
We can't do more than one.
We prep one image that has both images in it. And you superimpose that, and then Andy and I find it.
You've won me over. You figured it out. Oh my God, that's brilliant.
Let's prep that for Monday or Tuesday when Andy's back on the show.
Can we ask our art dude?
That's dope. Where'd you get that?
Nintendo left us two dozen nice little Nintendo Switch mugs.
Wait, hold on. How did you miss that?
Like, you want me to get you one ready? I'll wash one out for you.
Get over here, Daniel.
Daniel Bloodworth from Easy Allies. Oh!
What are they hiding?
I don't know, what's hiding?
What does MoviePass not want us to know? $8 or
what? Here's what they're doing. They're selling all your personal info to the Russians. That's what they're fucking doing.
That's what I'm thinking, dude.
They are mining your personal info for the next election.
I know. I don't go to enough movies.
That's what I'm saying, too.
Yeah.
I'm with. Now they're saying it's $6.95, though, a month.
What was it?
Ten.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
but
how'd that work?
What are they hiding from us is what I want to know, dude.
Who cares what they're hiding? Go watch fucking movies, guys.
There's something we need to know. Like, you know?
Yeah, there is something we need to know, you know.
Good talk, man.
Good talk, guys.
This reminds me of the time that we were a little drunk, and Greg was like, I'm a fucking alien that's come 2,000 years of space in the future to talk to you. What do you know?
Let's
play an alien
reunion.
Is that you? Are we going to see the return of the trash bag alien again?
I hope so. Now, so yeah, this is one of those fancy cups that keeps the hot beverage hot, the cold beverage cold.
Cool, Greg.
Nice. I'll go whip you.
Can I get a coffee with a little bit of that vanilla cream in it in one of these motherfuckers?
Yeah.
But you need to wash it by hand.
Why?
Can I get it for the back? Oh, look at that. I'd like one for the back half of the show, please. That'd be great.
Try.
The last 30 minutes of the show.
Have I actually tried deflecting a bullet with this bloodworth? No, I haven't.
The right, front nine,
we
the back
nine. Daily to get ready to
does that actually say you have to wash it?
Yeah. It was recommended.
Oh, no.
I washed mine real good.
All right. That's it for that, ladies and gentlemen. Great news day.
Great news day. Great day. This has been a great show.
Great show.
This might be the greatest Kind of Funny morning show episode of the last week.
I feel like we had all that energy that we didn't get out right because of all the technical mishaps.
Yeah.
Kevin navigated us through that
like fucking chinchilla.
Like the female pilot and aliens getting us down to the planet. I'm on the fucking thing, five by five, which you said, which I have no idea what 5x5 means, but if you're in the military or you're a pilot, please let me know what that is.
5x5.
I'm in the hole, 5x5. Right now, I will read some tips. If you've given us a tip at the $5 above level, or a cheer at the 500 cheer above level, or if you've thrown quarters into one of those machines and $5 came out and you'd like to give that to us, I'll read any of your statements. First cheer today.
Cheers.
No, that's not enough. I'm not going
to
read that.
Not a single video for me to judge.
No, I'm sorry, Kev.
Not a single video for the Great Wall of Kevin.
Jay Merchant 79 has given us a tip and says, I wasn't able to leave a birthday tax tip on yesterday's show, so here we are, Dick. Can I please get another Walken-esque birthday butthole? You never fail to disappoint. Thanks. Oh. It's your birthday. Happy birthday. I'll give you a butthole. Butthole.
Dude, that butthole, that was a good one.
Thank you.
Now, I want to point out
in the lower range.
Do you think he meant to say you never fail to disappoint?
Yeah, I think he did. The great thing about me, guys, the great thing in general about the religion that is Nickism, is that, yeah, it is. Is that, I'm sorry, Nicole. Kevin, you're on board. Kevin, you're vice president. The great thing about Nickism is that you just, if you don't pay attention to anything, you can act like everything is awesome.
Or awful.
Whatever. Yeah. You just choose. I go with whatever my whim is. If I think the Chipotle is good today, I go, this is the greatest restaurant ever. If I think it's bad, I throw it against the wall, and I go up to that girl at the front desk that like just tries to just get through the day, and I fucking scream at her.
Damn, that's, I know. They're so small at Chipotle.
They are really, they hire really small
like
people
at Chipotle. The smallest people in the world.
Like, I mean, I'm short,
yeah,
and I look down at these people, so I know they're small. Ignacio Rojas has given us a tip and said, let's get down to business. To defeat the Huns did. They send me daughters when I ask for sons. You're the saddest bunch I ever met, but you can bet before we're through. What is that from?
Can you just sing it, please?
Well, I don't know what that is.
Just sing it, though. Imagine it's a song.
It's fucking I'll Make a Man Out of You.
Oh. That's probably why I don't know, because it's dumb. Mr. Yasman 300 has given us another tip and said, Nick, Christian Harloff and Mark Ellis saw Ready Player One, and they liked it. Mark gave it a 4.1 out of 5, and Christian gave it a 4.2 out of 5. Will you trust them or Jared's review, who also doesn't like the John Wick films? First off, I trust no one. That is one of the core tenets of Nick. The only person I trust is myself.
Like, how are you supposed to flip if you can't flop? You know what I mean?
The deal is this.
We need to make a flip-flop shirt.
Okay.
I don't know what it would look like.
Just do flip-flops.
Fuck that. Let's just sell flip-flops.
Yeah.
We need to sell Nick Scarpino flip-flops.
It'll be my face on them. Can we get my face on them? If you put them together, it's my full face.
I'm writing this down.
Write it down. To answer that question, Mr. Yasman 300, I will form my own opinion like I always do 6 months from now, and maybe I'll watch it and like it, and maybe I'll hate it depending on the day and whether my wife's on the couch as well with me. Ignacio Rojas has given us another tip and said, Mr., I'll make a man out of you. Guys, did anyone pick up the Your Name copy that was sent to the P.O. box? No. Kevin, can we make a note to at some point remember that we have a P.O. box?
Here's the thing. Let me just for a moment tell
so
you
much.
What's going on with the P.O. box.
Yeah.
Joey, about 2 months ago, said she was going to go.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to go do this other thing in the morning. I did the thing that I said I was going to do. No, it was a work-related thing.
Sure.
Oh, you know what it was? More CO2 for our tank.
Okay.
And then Joey just didn't.
Oh,
and
so
she was like, I'll do it soon.
Oh, okay. So Ignacio
and
Rojas,
it's been
blame Joey. Mm-hmm. Hit up Joey. She is faking that she's sick right now, so she doesn't have to come into work. Hit her up and say, hey, you guys, I sent you a copy of that. Go over to the P.O. box. Please get the P.O. box stuff before the United States Postal Service rebels against us and tries to burn this mother down.
They scold us every single time.
Who gives a fuck?
Every single time.
They're
like, it's
them.
Been
they run their
several months.
Model is stupid.
Nick,
stupid.
The The championship belt is sending a shine over here, and it's very bright. Can you just adjust it?
The belt does what it wants to do. I can't help the fact that both the belt and myself are shining so bright that even the most expensive Canon camera that we bought 2 years ago can't process the image. It's not my fault. It's your fault. If I'm too, thank you, sir. If I'm too bright for you, maybe you need to adjust your glasses. But yeah, I'll just put it right here.
Cool, Greg.
Is that better?
What are your thoughts on us making Nick flip-flops?
That's fucking great. I love it.
I'll wear approved.
Oh, here's the deal. Not only will I wear them, I will wear them with jeans, and I will take a daily picture and send it to Alexis Pence.
And she does not fuck with the flip flops.
Because she fucking hates them so much.
Yeah.
I will gladly do it. You know I'm a flip flop guy.
You are a flip flop.
You've seen me in flip flops multiple times.
I have, with the jeans.
Of rainbow flip flops
mm-hmm.
that I've worn
the brand,
since
not the
college.
Color.
No, not the color. Oh, I mean, they have rainbows on them too, but it's their tan.
It's
logo.
Tiny.
They're
it's
ugly nude tan color.
They are a nude tan.
And I've worn them for years. Mm-hmm. I will gladly flip flop over to these new Nick Scarpino flip flops.
Mm. I like it, man. Yeah. I like it.
That's deceivingly hot. All right, let's keep going. Lesbian Jedi has given us 500 cheers and said, hey guys, love the show. We're up against the wall. I was wondering if I could get a birthday shout out. I'm one of your oldest listeners. I turned 40 today, and I would love if Nick would say happy birthday, have a great weekend, and you all are the wind beneath my crotch. Lesbian Jedi, happy birthday. Happy birthday. Have a lovely, lovely weekend, and you are without a doubt, beyond a shadow of a doubt, the gust of wind beneath my arid crotch.
Yikes.
You want to see us walking? Oh. Happy birthday. It's fine. There you go. Working on it.
Tim, I thought you were going to say more. Mm-mm. I thought you were going to say. It was a missed call.
Tim is not a shill.
Fucking shill.
I'm a shill.
I thought you were also going to wish him a happy birthday.
Greg and Andy have tipped us and said, hey there, champ. Just wanted to thank you for being very humble enough to afford us the charity of holding onto the belt for a little bit and dream the dream. Looks great, back where it belongs, champ. Thanks, Greg and Andy. I appreciate that. Very, you know, very gracious losers.
Mm-hmm.
They realize they've been beaten by a better man. They realize they're never going to come back up. They give me money
good for
it.
Man.
Trying to get back in my good graces.
Good
unfortunately,
for
I'm not competing for the next 6 months because I have a concussion. Lewis, I can't get clear my doctors. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And the belt needs to be clean. Lewis is the great 13 says, hey, Tim, where do you get your jackets from? Also, love you guys.
I go to Amazon. And I type in one of the two things
yeah.
that I'm about to say. Yeah. Either cool jacket or dope jacket. And I go from there.
Go from there.
Sometimes I filter men. Sometimes I don't.
Who gives a fuck? A jacket's a jacket. If it fits right, who cares if it's for women? That's where we live. I don't see females. I don't see males. I just see bodies. Writhing. P.S. I love this best friend. Oh, I love this so much.
Is this too long to show?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
But I've seen it before and I fucking love it. All right, it's so weird. P.S. I love his best friend, XOXO, is your opportunity to shout out someone in the community who feels doing just an awesome job of being a best friend. Go to kindoffunny.com/best friend and fill out the form, and maybe, just maybe, we will read it here. Just like a guy named Kyle did, is shouting out Mystery Yasman 300. He says, Mystery Yasman not only offers breaking news and asks interesting questions during the morning show and Kind of Funny Games, but has also been streaming The Evil Within 2 lately and is a fun guy to hang out with. I recommend other best friends come to twitch.tv/MrYasman300. Give it a shot. Turn on those notifications and come chill and have fun with some best friends. That's fun.
That's great. Shout out to Mr. Yasman.
Shout out to Yasman. You always bring to my attention that I'm terrible at doing this show. And I appreciate that. It hurts my ego every time I miss a news story. But, you know, that's how you grow as a professional.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be champ if I just rested on my laurels and thought I was always right. And then when I was proven wrong, flip-flopped and said I was always of that other opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be champ if that were the case.
Schnick3 says, the flip-flops would just have Nick's face on it, smiling with his tongue out, so it always looks like he's about to lick our feet. So gross, but so funny.
I'm down. Again, this is my favorite thing. Me.
Mm-hmm.
Nailed it.
So I'm in. Giveaway time, Kevin. You like free shit, right?
I love it.
Shit, dude, goddamn. It's almost as if it's a little too heavy for me,
mm-hmm.
but it's not.
But it's not. Like, it's you not. Can still bear the
I
weight.
I still jam it. Four ways to win the giveaway. One, you'd be in the Twitch chat. Two, you can be a Twitch subscriber. Three, you can be a subscriber to us at the $2 above level on patreon.com/kindoffunny or our other Patreon, patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. You get entered to win our daily giveaway.
Daily giveaway of a video game.
Of a video game. We take one out, a randomized thing and throw it at your face.
Bomb.
And if you get it, great. If you have the system, great. If not, well, too bad, sucker. Too bad. Today's giveaway, before we get to it, is, oh, that's terrifying.
We'll show it later.
That is terrifying.
Keep going.
That is just the stuff of nightmares. Thank you. Today's giveaway is brought to you by the thing that is the polar opposite of what I just saw, MeUndies. They're great. Right. You want to look good in your underwear and be comfortable, right,
Tim? I do. I am right now.
But that perfect balance is so dang hard to find. Don't sacrifice style or comfort. Check out MeUndies.com and find the best pair of underwear in the world. These are supposed to be very, very soft underwear.
They're very soft.
So soft that you feel naked under your clothes. Do you feel naked under your pants?
No, it's more than naked. It feels better than naked.
You feel better than naked?
Mm-hmm. Everything feels very nice.
Touché, sir. Well, guess what? You can try on a pair of MeUndies underwear, and there's no risk. It's 100% satisfaction guarantee. They guarantee you will love these undies, or they will give you all of your money back, which is not a thing that a lot of people do, by the way. Because I've gone into other places, I won't mention names, tried on the underwear, and they said, sir, you have to buy that underwear now. Nobody wants to buy the underwear after your crotch is rubbed up against it. I said, lots of people would buy this underwear. You don't know I'm big on the internet.
Rhiannon Tabios in the chat says, so soft, they're great.
So soft, they're great. Well, right now, the offer gets even better. Get 20% off your first pair and free freaky deaky shipping. That's freak nasty right there. This is a no-brainer. 20% off, free shipping, 100% guarantee.
True.
Satisfaction.
They have different series where it's just like a design, and like every month they add new ones. The ones that are going on right now, I'm a big fan of. It's like tropical.
Oh, that looks really cool.
It's like a fun tropical blend of things. There's bananas and parrots and shit. It's fantastic.
Yesterday you got up, and your butt was hanging out.
Yeah.
And I saw your multicolored polka dot MeUndies.
Uh-huh.
And I said, Tim, I like your underwear, which was a weird thing for people to say to each other. But I said, Tim, I really like your underwear. Those are fun and festive. Mm-hmm. And you said, cool. But I was trying to give you in a very nice way, tell you that your ass was hanging out your pants.
Yeah.
And you said, cool, looked at me, and then kept walking. Uh-huh. You didn't pull your pants up.
No. Kev, pull this up.
So these are the new spring ones?
These are the Easter ones, yeah.
Easter?
But I just want to give a shout out. Like, look at that butt.
Which one? The
MeUndies make that thing look fantastic. Ooh. And they make my chocha.
Yeah, you got the chocha?
Dude, these things do magic.
They're packing magic. They're packing the beef.
They're packing the beef.
That's good.
The male model's lower back is so muscular.
Yeah, he's jacked.
It's scary.
I want to be both these people, or at least watch both those people interact with each other. To get your 20% off, free shipping, 100% satisfaction guarantee, get the best and softest underwear you will ever own, go to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning. This is a limited time offer, so what are you waiting for? Start wearing the best underwear of your life. It changed Tim's life. One day it'll change my life. It's time to let MeUndies change yours.
I threw away all my other underwear.
Good.
All of it.
You don't need it.
I'm a MeUndies exclusive.
Go to MeUndies.com/morning right now just to be like Tim. And that is it for that read. Today's giveaway winner comes from Kinda Funny Patreon. Congratulations to Nick Frontiero. You have won something called Pit People on Steam.
Congratulations.
That's the good news. The bad news is, what the hell is this, Kevin?
Bring it up.
What are we looking at?
I don't know. It was just on Reddit. I thought you'd enjoy it.
Jesus,
it is fucking fucked up, though.
Oh my God! Look at the little legs on the kid.
Well, the kid's the scariest part because it looks like Chucky, and Chucky scared the shit out of me.
No, that's supposed to be the kid's brother that dies and gets his arm ripped off.
Spoilers.
Man. Wait, is it a spoiler? Literally what starts the movie off, Nick.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's in the trailer.
It's fair. It's fair. I'm sorry.
The whole movie is that the kid's brother goes missing. Spoilers, he was dead the whole time.
Yeah,
that's not a spoiler. Like, you know right away.
I'm not worried about it. I'm never going to watch that movie. Scare me.
It's a great movie.
Let's go into the old 3-3 right now. We will talk to you. We'll take some questions, comments, compliments, or concerns from people in the non-subscriber category, and then we will throw those people away and go to the coveted subscribers, the ones who have chosen to use Amazon Prime to get Twitch Prime, to subscribe to us, and be the select few, the fucking A-team, the best of the best. The Eric Roberts of the 80s. Do you understand me? That's who you people are to me. The rest of you who have not subscribed, not bad, just lesser.
Just lesser.
Just lesser
it's
human
true.
Beings.
I was going to say it, but I didn't want to.
Not a big deal. You would think people would give me shit for that. No one does.
No,
I understand.
Not a single person. Not a single person.
Ignacio Rojas says, it looks nothing like that kid.
No, I know it doesn't actually look like
this.
Clearly somebody made that because he wears the yellow trench coat. Raincoat.
Let's see.
Rudy087 says, who's going to be the first fast food chain to respond to Wendy's? I can't believe it's taking this long. I can't believe in the time that we've been talking about this. Someone hasn't fucking got on.
Well,
this
first
shit.
Off, I feel like it doesn't. They're putting McDonald's in a bad spot here. Okay? Because McDonald's is the king of the crop, right?
They are.
They have only something to lose from engaging in this, right?
That's not true.
If they follow me on this joke, if they win, they beat up the smaller, like, little stupid brother. If they lose, the smaller stupid brother beat the shit out of them.
Yeah.
So this is the problem. That's the negative way of looking at it. The positive way is, more if they engage, it keeps it going. I love this joke. And it makes me want to eat
Ronald McDonald,
man.
Ronald McDonald, he ain't gonna lose.
You think they're
gonna bring the
You think they're gonna get Ronald McDonald to fucking slap hard?
Himself, yeah. It's going
Has
down.
Has he not already slapped hard, as you were saying?
Here's my ultimate question for you. Mm-hmm. Scheming like we scheme. How do we get it so that you and me rep Taco Bell in this fucking war?
I don't know, but I'm really down for
you,
that.
You, me, and Cool Greg need to rep Taco Bell hard with a drone.
Chalupa.
They'll call you the spicy chalupa, and I'll be the beefy enchirito.
The beefy enchirito. Dude, that really suits you.
I love enchiritos. You ever had one? Check it out! What is this?
It's just something I want to show Tim. Isn't
Bring it up.
Fucking
Pretty
nice?
Fucking cool.
Bring it up, show. This That's is what the show's about, bro. Stuff,
look at this box. Just
look at that sexy stuff.
That's nasty.
That's fucking
That's
nasty.
That's freaking nasty. I like that it has to have a little spot to so you can charge it.
It's perfect. It's a nice little box.
Ant-Man 0208 says, Nick, what do you do for leg workouts? I do 2 days now. I'm supposed to do 4 days a week, but I can only manage 2 days a week, but I'm splitting them up now. So one day is squats, single leg hat squats, RDLs, I think is the other thing that I do that day. And then the other day is deadlifts. It's just deadlift day. And that happened, that's enough so that when I go to poop, I have to fall that extra half a foot. Like you go to sit down, you can't do it. You just have to fall and hope to God you don't bruise your tailbone.
Drewski2K says, Fiji water, the best water ever, or is it all in your head? I actually don't really like Fiji water.
I'm a smart water fan myself.
Me too. Fiji water is the arrowhead of fancy water.
I think it's
unfuckwithable.
Wait, you like arrowhead water or you don't like Fiji water? Where are you at with Fiji
water? He doesn't like either.
You don't like it. You said it's unfuckwithable.
Yeah.
Which generally means you can't fuck with it.
Yeah.
But you're saying you don't want to fuck with it. When I say it's unfuckable, I mean nothing else can come close to it. It can't fuck with it.
I'm saying it's impossible to fuck with it in a good way.
You don't. So you're saying it is a dirty rag on the side of the
it's
street.
It's a thing that I don't
it.
Want to fuck with.
Got it.
Not because it's better than me.
Understood.
But because I'm better than it.
Right. Smart water. It's got electrolytes. Tim,
yes.
The Street Fighter Machinima web series is getting made into a TV show, says Mr. Yasman 300.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah. PG's overrated, says Jorenz Ignacio. Can't be that many Ignacios out in the fucking world. That's just Rojas fucking with us, isn't it? Jay Merritt 79 says, Nick, that's a good reason for ADA compliant toilets. Chair height, sir. Ooh. I like where you're at.
Gilbert G12.
You know what ADA is?
No.
American Disability Act. It means that when you go into a bathroom, you ever see the big stall? You have to accommodate for disabled people. They're the best place to poop in.
100%.
Because they have the higher toilets.
Mm.
A lot of space. It's totally acceptable for you to take all your clothes off before you poop there. Put it in the corner. What?
I guess, yeah.
It's great.
That's how I use the urinal.
I think that's what ADA stands for. Yeah, that it's Assistant District Attorney. And I learned that from Law & Order SVU. Wait a minute. Are you saying
that? Dude, every night Gia falls asleep to that shit, and it's just so ridiculous because, yeah, that's Ice-T. He's
Wait
just there.
Are you saying the sick man likes to look at pictures of little kids? Yes, Ice. That's exactly what we're saying.
God,
I love that bit. I haven't watched Have you watched Ricky Gervais's new
Not yet.
Stand-up? That's next on my thing.
Yeah, I'm working my way through stand-ups, season 2.
I saw the trailer for it, and normally trailers for comedy stand-up shows suck. This one got me, though. The joke about Jesus.
I don't remember that particular joke.
He's like, I'm here in front of you. I've showed up. He's like, I'm basically Jesus. I'm just talking to you, except by, I showed up.
He is, I think he's very funny. He has a great, he keeps making fun of how successful and amazing he is in a really fun way.
Oh, that's his shtick.
Yeah.
And that's why everyone loves
him. He's nailing it.
That's why they won't let him host the Academy Awards again, I don't think, because he just fucks with people.
He talks about that.
He talks mad shit. And Nick, your Prince impression might be my favorite. You're welcome.
Looks again, says, Tim, did you ever pay your ticket? Yeah, I lost that fucking war. It's very upsetting.
Hopefully, we'll have a Sprint update in the next week or two.
Hopefully, Sprint will fuck us too.
Shit. Top Tier Taco says, you mean the stand-up special he supposedly got paid $40 million for?
No fucking way.
That's fucking insane. Well, Dave Chappelle got paid $20 million for his specials.
Man.
Supposedly.
It definitely should only be up for
hold on. There were multiple specials.
Yes.
Guys, it's been fun working here. But I'm on to bigger, better things, guys. I just got the call. We're going pro, Nick.
We're going pro?
You're going to be my
together?
Agent?
I'm sorry. I don't know who you are, but I'm going to go pro with Nitro Rifle. Is he here somewhere? Is he here?
Is he under the desk?
Can you see
him? Is he down there somewhere?
He's got the same glasses. What's up, guys? My name is Nitro Rifle. We are going professional. Cheeto Fingers.
Let me see if I can find Cheeto Fingers. Where's he at?
What's up, everybody? Welcome. I'm Cheeto Fingers. We're just coming at you live with Nitro Rifle.
Flapjack. We got Flapjack over here.
We got Flapjack in the corner. Eating cereal. Oh, my asshole.
Yeah, is that your Flapjack? Flapjack!
Yeah. There we go.
We need a fourth for a squad. If only White Boy_1 would join.
It's me. White Boy.
This is a wrecking crew right here.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm telling you right now.
You don't.
Now, I've never played Overwatch before, but I understand it's easy to learn. And so even easier to succeed at. So after we dominated, after we got kicked off the Rainbow Six servers for fucking dominating 31 games in a row.
Easy.
We have to go to another game now.
SF Shock, bro.
That's what happens. SF Shock?
They're the San Francisco Overwatch League.
Should we be the SF Absorbers? Like, we don't care what you throw at us, we'll absorb it. Shock Absorbers?
Sure, okay.
Yeah, cool.
Shock Absorbers, I like that.
The only thing that would make this better is if...
There we go, man. I love it, guys.
We are fucking idiots. Let's go into sub mode. Idiots. Let Nick be Torb and just sit behind a turret. That's what I do when I play that game. Nick, it wasn't me who sent the copy of your name, says Ignacio. Well, it is you now. I can't keep track of all this shit. I barely know what I did earlier this morning. Hey, let's see. NeoJ2 says, what is happening? I love it. That right there, that sentence is exactly what we go for in every single piece of Kinda Funny content. Nobody knows what's going on, but you somehow love it anyway.
The Stoner Sensei says, Nick, any particular clubs in New York City that you'd like to hit?
You're talking comedy clubs?
Yeah.
Yeah, all of them. Catch a Rising Star, the comic strip, all of those. Yeah. I mean, New York has a lot of very historic clubs in there.
The Apollo?
The Apollo's amazing. That's a huge theater. But no, I mean, they're talking about like smaller clubs like the Comedy Store, the equivalent in LA, or Punchline. And there's just a ton in New York. I would love that. But I'm scared of New York comics. Because it's
they're gonna be ruthless.
Supposedly the crowds there take no bullshit. If they don't like you, you're going to know it. In San Francisco, they go like, oh, well, okay. Unless they're offended by something you say, in which case they roll their eyes.
Very hard.
Very fucking hard eye roll. Nick, the Surgeon Simulator VR episode should have sold for $20 million. It's funny as shit. Thank you. That's a good one. If you guys aren't familiar with what he's talking about, we're doing the PlayStation VR show. All those episodes. I think the Surgeon Simulator episode's live for everyone to watch over on the Games Channel. You should definitely check it out. We had a fucking blast making those. We might have been drunk.
Drewski2K says, Mango LaCroix is what fully converted me. Damn you, Tim. Plus my pee breaks have dramatically increased. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me too.
Now, if you want more, we got 400 cases here. Come by the office. Mr. Yasmin300 says, Nick and Tim, who do you think the secret cameo is in Deadpool 2? Are you familiar with this?
I am not familiar. I do have a phone call in 1 minute. But
that's fine. You can round it out. I hope it's Hugh Jackman, but I don't think it's going to be.
That'd be fun.
That would be dope. But I hope it is, but I don't think it's going to be. But it'd be fucking rad.
Yeah.
Because seeing Deadpool and Wolverine on screen together would be dope as fuck. If you have to go, you can go. That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For bearing with us this week. We came back strong, just like the champs do. I love you very much, Tim. Thank you for co-hosting with me.
You're welcome.
I always appreciate your presence here. For everyone out there, stay tuned for Kinda Funny Games Daily. And if you're not going to watch that show, well, have yourself a wonderful weekend. I'll be back 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Monday. Kevin, please cut the feed.